The reading today is from John chapter 14, verses 1 to 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So this reading this morning gives us one of the most powerful things and well-known things that Jesus said. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. Now we all know that he is the way and the truth and the life, and we'll look at each of those shortly. But to really understand what Jesus means, we need to see the bigger picture that the Gospel of John is painting for us. John's Gospel isn't random. He didn't just sit down one day and decide to write his memoirs, to write a story, okay? By the inspiration of God's Holy Spirit, John planned the gospel, shaped the gospel, and carefully thought and prayerfully thought about every word and phrase that went into the gospel. And so John's gospel is a bit different to the other gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, because they focus more on what Jesus did and his teaching. John focuses more on who Jesus is, and with the signs that point to him being more than just a prophet or a teacher. But one thing I was thinking as I was preparing this, there's something about John's gospel that maybe would be really helpful for you to know. In John's gospel, there are seven signs or miracles, and there are seven I am statements in John's gospel. Why seven? Why not six or ten? Well, because in Jewish thinking, the number seven represents completion and perfection. It comes from creation. The story in Genesis says that God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. So by structuring his gospel like this, John is saying, in Jesus, God's perfect work is complete. Let me remind you of the seven signs. I'm sure you recognize all of them as I go through them. Turning the water into wine. Remember that? John 2. Healing of the royal official's son. The healing of the paralyzed man at the pool in Bethesda. The feeding of the 5,000. John 6. Walking on the water. Also John 6. The healing of the man who was born blind. And finally, the raising of Lazarus from the dead. seven signs. And as we read about each of these signs, they make us ask, who can do this? Who can do any of this stuff? Who can heal? Who can control nature? Who can raise people from the dead? Only God can. And then we have the seven I am statements. And I'm going to make things a bit more fun now by asking you to tell me what you think they are. See if you can remember them. I don't know if I've got a pen there to... So, any thoughts? What did Jesus say? He said, I am, seven times. We had one of them today. I am the light. It doesn't actually say that, no, not really. No, sorry, you're right, he's the light of the world. Yes, he's the light of the world, the way, the truth, and the life. Just had that one. Thank you, sorry, it's my fault. Got the light of the world, way, truth, and the life. What else do we have? Any thoughts? I am the bread of life. We had one last week talking about sheepfolds. I'm the good shepherd. Indeed, he's the good shepherd. And last week we heard Jesus say, I am the gate, right? I am the gate into the sheepfold. Jesus also said, I am the resurrection and the life. And finally, in John chapter 15, Jesus says, I am the true vine. So when Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life, that's not just poetic language. Because when Jesus says, I am, he is echoing the name that God gave himself at the burning bush in chapter 3 in the book of Exodus. And that's why I've put this picture up there this morning. When Moses asked God his name, do you remember what God said? What did God say? When Moses said, who shall I say I was talking to? What's your name? God said, tell them, I am who I am. I am who I am. Sorry, I've just got a bit lost here. And earlier on in John's Gospel, in chapter 8, verse 58, he says this, and this is pure dynamite, because it makes this connection unmistakable. He says, before Abraham was born, I am. Not I was, but before Abraham was born, I am. So what is Jesus doing? Well, he's saying that the God you've been waiting for all these centuries, waiting for him to deliver you and to sort out your problem with sin, that God you've been waiting for all this time is standing right here in front of you right now. And we know it's true because we see it in what Jesus does. He forgives sins. He commands the wind and the waves, and he raises the dead. And because of all of this, the church confesses that Jesus is not just a teacher, Jesus is not just a prophet, but Jesus truly is the Son of God. He's divine. Hallelujah. Amen. I can still say that, by the way. It's still Easter season, so that's all good. Jesus is divine. He is God. And at the heart of our reading, Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. Jesus is the way. He doesn't just say, I'll point you in the right direction. He says, I am the way. And again, it's not like using a dodgy old TomTom sat-nav where you program your address in and it takes you somewhere a bit different. It gets very confused and gets lost. Because Jesus never gets it wrong. He doesn't just give us directions. He takes us there. So Jesus is the way and Jesus is the truth. Truth in today's world feels a bit uncertain. I've said this before, there's a serious case of truth decay in the world at this time. People talk about your truth or my truth, or his truth, or her truth. And that's senseless because, logically speaking, there can only be one objective truth. And Jesus says, this truth is a person. Truth is not something you argue about, it's a person you follow. So Jesus is the way and the truth, and Jesus is the life. Jesus offers more than just existence. Jesus offers life with God now and eternal life with God beyond death. Real life, full life, and forever. Do you remember the reading last week? John 10:10. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Jesus is the life. And then Jesus says, no one comes to the Father except through me. That may sound strong, but actually it's very good news for us. Because Jesus is not shutting people out. He's opening the way. The gate is open. And because of that, you don't have to earn your way into God's kingdom. You don't have to prove yourself anymore to God. And you don't have to be good enough to enter heaven one day. I've heard it many times said in different churches, various people, that what happens at the end is we get before God and there's a big weighing scales, and all of our good deeds go on one side of the weighing scales, all the bad deeds on the other side, and whichever side is the heaviest is, that's going to determine where you end up. So if your good deeds outweigh your bad deeds, all good. If it's the other way, that's not so good, is it? And so there are lots of people just trying to be good enough to enter God's kingdom. And it's a question, if you're one of these people, how's it going? Not too well, I'd imagine. Because Jesus says he's already gone to prepare a place for us. It's not about our effort. It's about his grace. Salvation's all about God's grace. We cannot save ourselves, no matter how hard we try. And we end the reading with Jesus saying in verse 12, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing. And then again in verse 14, you may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Now, we need to be a bit careful here. So when Jesus says anything, you can ask for anything in my name and I'll do it. When he says anything, does he mean absolutely anything? Because I think if he did, we'd all have perfect health. We would all be winning the lottery every single week, right? And we'd have sunshine every weekend. How about that? So what does it mean? Well, to ask in my name means to pray in line with Jesus and in line with his will, and to share his heart and his mission with the world around us. As I think about prayer, I often think about children. So when they're young, they ask for things that may not be very good for them, and parents have to say no. And it's not because they don't love the child, it's because they do love the child. And as the child grows, they become wiser. And the things they ask for become wiser. And parents can more easily say yes. So what's changed? Has the parents' love changed? No, that's constant. What has changed is the alignment of the child's heart. And that's what Jesus is talking about. As we follow him, our desires begin to change. As we follow Jesus, our prayers begin to reflect his heart. And so here's a question for all of us. What might change if we didn't just ask God for things, but first asked him to shape our hearts? So I encourage all of us to go deeper. Trust Jesus as the way, your way. And if you're searching, this is an invitation. An invitation. Not to a dead religion. Not to pressure. But an invitation to meet a person, the person of Jesus. Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in me. So put your trust in Jesus and follow him where he leads you. So to finish, we have seven signs and seven I am statements. A complete picture. And at the center, Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. And to each one of us, he says, come, follow me. Amen. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you are the way and the truth and the life. The way when we feel lost, the truth when we're unsure, and the life when we feel empty or afraid. And today we hear your voice calling us again, trust me, follow me. So in this moment, quietly in our hearts, we turn to you. Help me to trust you as the way, to believe you as the truth, and to receive you as the life. And shape our hearts, Lord, so that we desire what you desire and ask for what you long to give. And we ask this in your holy name. Amen. Amen.